If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
So we got feel good, feel bad. You would think that I would know what my categories are by now, but I have to scroll to see the next category. Feeling uncertain, can't choose between feeling good or bad feelings. Now restocked, feeling like science.
Let's do feeling uncertain.
Feeling uncertain. Good choice, good choice. Okay, yellow means we did it. That would make a lot of sense.
Yes.
Let's not read what we've already done before. That would certainly make us feel uncertain about things. Okay. Feeling uncertain today. Bison are being introduced to the Russian Arctic to replace the extinct woolly mammoths. But why? This is an article from livescience.com by Sasha Pear, and that is August 9, 2023. Scientists have introduced bison to the Russian Arctic to take on the role of extinct mammoths to help restore ancient ecosystems. Okay, let's see where they're going with this. 12 plains bisons, in brackets it says bison, end brack. I wonder if that's their scientific name.
It very well could be.
They have arrived at Ingalore Nature Park, a protected area covering more than 2.2 million acres in the northern Yamal-Nenets autonomous area. The animals traveled 5,000 miles, 8,000 kilometers for us Canadians to understand that number, from a nursery in Denmark and disembarked from their long journey 3 weeks ago. So that would be probably like 2 months and 3 weeks ago in regular time. According to a statement, before they can discover their new home, however, the bison, also known as buffalo, must first complete a one-month quarantine. I'm really liking this article. Buffalo can easily adapt to the Arctic because historically it's their natural habitat. The Yamal-Nenets Autonomous Area Department of Natural Resources and the Environment said in a separate statement, they can take on the role of mammoths, which became extinct 11,000 years ago. Steppe bison and woolly mammoths roamed the Russian Arctic during the late Pleistocene epoch.
Pleistocene?
Pleistocene. Yep, that's it. Pleistocene. Epoch, 2.6 to 11,000 years ago. Oh, a small population of disastrously damaged mammoths survived on an island off Alaska until about 4,000 years ago. Most of these herbivores died out at the end of the Ice Age, but the climate became warmer and the grassy plains gave way to shrubs and trees. Pleistocene ecosystem was treeless and had quite thick soils. Mary Edwards, an emerita professor of physical geography at the University of Southampton in the UK, told Live Science. What you can see in geological sections of these kinds of landscape is that over time they're storing soil carbon. It's frozen by the permafrost and basically a big carbon stack. The animals that lumbered across these frigid plains contributed to shaping the landscape by grazing and recycling nutrients. It's a nice cycle of animal dung fertilizing the ground and allowing the plants to grow, Edward said. The thought is that animals maintain the ecosystem. Now, in a bid to restore the Pleistocene landscape and its ability to soak up carbon, scientists are introducing large herbivores such as plains bisons to different parts of the Arctic. For our rewilding efforts, we are bringing to the Arctic animals which either lived here during the Ice Age or those who could live here in the modern climate, he told Live Science by email. So it does go on from there. I think we get the idea. They're trying to do the ecosystem good by introducing not mammoths, because we're out of those. We're only interested in meatballing them by this point.
Meatballing and also gummy bearing their bones.
Yep, that's what they're good for, any animal. right? So, yeah, we should actually be able to find an update, but that's not what this opener's about. This is about this article. So, I wonder how that's going for them.
Yeah, I hope they're doing well. I do like that they didn't put all their eggs in, and they is a very general term. I don't actually know who they stands for in this situation, but I'm glad they didn't put all their eggs in the one basket of de-extincting woolly mammoths to be reintroduced to the Russian plains.
No, we would de-extinct it for meatballs.
Yeah. And I am curious if this is an area where they're also planning on reintroducing the oryx, because if you go back and listen to our de-extinction episode, we talk about a lot of different plans for de-extincting species that used to inhabit parts, including Europe, which I'm always torn on, like, especially when you're talking about Siberia, if it's Europe or Asia, but I don't know if that was the original stomping grounds of the oryx. Didn't come up in that article.
Okay, let me just search it. How do you spell oryx again? A?
Oh god, I think it's A-U-R.
Oh wait.
Oryx.
European bison are hybrids between steppe bison. Oh, this is a comment. It's not in the actual article.
Oryx cow.
I think it's A-U-R.
A-U-R-O-C-H-S.
Yes. No, it doesn't come up in the article. A commenter says that they're closely related to an oryx, but that's it. It doesn't come up.
Okay, and I would just be curious, are they trying to breed this bison to be more specific to what they think the one that existed there before existed like, or if they're just reintroducing bison that exists elsewhere in the world?
It doesn't sound like it. I think it's just introducing bison to kind of add to the environment with their poop.
Which, in any event, probably helps everything. So we should be happy with this.
Yeah. Or, I'm not feeling uncertain.
I'm feeling happy.
I'm feeling uncertain still.
Okay.
I didn't file it wrong, that's for sure.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Don't ask questions.
And you heard it here first, listeners. You are to feel uncertain about this, lest Chelsea's organizational system be brought into question.
Yes. Never question that.
Never question it. We'll see you Friday. Good to talk to you.
In the episode. Bye.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.